Okay, this is tape number 4, review of communications, the Meteor-Hart accident, United States Coast Guard cutter Itasca, July 1937, a review of the communications by Elgin M. Long. This is side number 1 of tape number 2, and we are in the middle of the Thomas J. O'Hare, Chief Radio Man, United States Coast Guard, interview done on May 20th, 1976 at Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we are in the middle of tape number 2, side 1, with T.J. O'Hare. We are reviewing now the logs of radio position 1, the high-speed point-to-point circuit, and we'll continue with that.
Off you TX. Tuned in TX. Time tick.
Huh?
I tuned in time tick for the quartermaster.
Oh. It's not transmitter then. TX stands for time tick. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That was that whole thing. It took TX.
Transmitter is XMTR.
Okay. So TX is time tick for
chief
quartermaster. Okay. And he was taking the ship's chronometer and rating it then?
Yeah. I either plugged it in the speaker up to him or took it myself.
You had a speaker up to him?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't just have
just a... Just for the time tick.
Well, why just for a time tick?
Or did I? Well, it's inconsequent.
You don't think you had a speaker?
I may have had. No, he used to bring the chronometer down.
Okay. But that explains what TX now. Mm-hmm. You weren't tuning a transmitter for the chief quartermaster.
No.
You were taking a time tick for it. Okay.
TX.
Off time tick now.
At this point, Cipriani said FC. I should say O'Hare said FC when he came off from chow. So evidently FC was the radio sign for Frank Cipriani.
I'm pretty sure. The only reason I know that is that that's what
Well, Bellard maybe he came in and...
He was coming in listening on the HRO for 30 minutes.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Because everybody liked him. Oh, so that's who we are. Only...
Okay, go ahead.
So apparently he's busy doing something, see?
Mm-hmm.
And... Frankie's holding the phone on 3105.
Frank Commander's listening on 3105. Neil heard.
Because there's nothing doing anyhow, see?
No, they haven't heard her yet.
No. So, I mean, he couldn't hurt anything. Yeah, that's Frankie Kenner. His brother Bill was on no good.
That seems to be about what the ER in the log refers to, Frank Kenner. But I still haven't tied it down exactly. But it's... Pretty sure it could be Baker, but everybody seems to think it was Kenner, and somewhere somebody told me that. I haven't run across the tapes yet.
2 o'clock in the morning.
I told you I was there early in the morning.
Yeah, but you're on this watch now. Here's another guy on here at 2 o'clock.
That's the second position.
Okay.
This is and, number 2 position.
Bellarts came on at the same time you came on.
I doubt it.
Yeah, it says watch relieved by L.G. Bellarts, chief radio man, at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Why did Bellarts take the driver's seat? No, he's over there. This is beneath his dignity.
And you're on the point to point.
I'm on the number 1 position.
Right, that's correct. This is the
this
number 1.
This is number 1, this is number 2, which is a secondary position.
That's correct.
A backup position.
Right. Now, you sent 7,500 on A's as per schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
At what time did you do that as per schedule?
At 2:30 in the morning, every half hour.
Okay. You're sending them
on... Now, here, I'm picking up it.
What's your schedule? You're sending A's on 7,500 on the hour and a half hour, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I'm sending the weather. I'm supposed to send the weather on the hour and a half hour, or every hour on the silent period.
Well... We're going to get in.
I think I was to send the, on the silent period.
How about 45? No, how about 25 and 55?
That wouldn't make much sense.
That's the way it is.
All right.
I'll show you the...
All right. Sending A's on 75S per skid.
Okay.
Now I got her. Has Leo got her?
At what time?
45.
0245? 0245. Heard Earhart plane, but unreadable through static.
Okay.
45 to 48.
I got her. Okay.
40. Abel here, Earhart, at on 3105, 45, you got.
Okay.
You all agree.
Then I sent... I sent a message to MC. I was busy there
for... 56.
I was busy for 10 minutes.
And then what did you do?
Fire from bullet.
Then what did you do?
I observed the schedule with Earhart and gave her the weather on phone.
At what time?
05.
Okay. 05 and 35. Okay.
Okay.
We haven't heard from her yet. You know, we haven't understood
Yes,
anything.
I have.
No, well, you've heard from her, but you haven't understood anything yet.
Okay. Okay, now I got her on the horn.
Okay, what now? What
Bear happened? In mind now, I'm in the driver's seat.
Okay. Now, what time is it now? Where you're next?
3:05. I'm at 3:05 right now.
Okay, nothing going on. Okay.
Earhart unheard. Observing skid with Earhart on
75. Now, wait a minute. Now, what? Repeat the weather on 3105 on phone at what time?
I'm not down that far.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Observing schedule with Earhart on 7500 as per skid. 28.
Okay.
Which is 30, more or less.
That's fair enough.
Sent weather on 3105 on phone as per skid. 35.
Okay, here it says, Earhart, repeat weather on phone 3105 at 35.
Correct.
They agree. Okay.
Then I send a message to an MC, a press message, at 40. Now, at 45, I picked up Earhart again.
Okay, and here it says in this log, at 45, Earhart heard phone. Will listen on hour and half on 3105, says she.
No.
That's what it says right here.
I got her.
Okay, at what time?
I got her at 12 minutes after.
Well, I got 14 here.
Well, 13.
Okay.
I picked her at 12 and 13. She wants a bearing on 3105.
Okay, I agree. When does she want that bearing? I have something else on my watch here.
She's 200 miles off.
Yeah, but she wants bearing on 3105 on hour.
I don't have that.
Will whistle in microphone.
I don't have that.
About 200 miles out, approximately, whistling now.
Well, you see, I got once bearing, etc.
Okay.
Because I didn't have time to... she's 200 miles out.
See, because you're responsible for all that stuff, and this guy's only responsible for 3105.
Yeah, well, I'm busy over here.
Right. Okay, now, wait a minute. Let's go back to this just a second. What is it she say? What does she say here? Wants bearing on 3105 kilocycles on the hour. Look at this log.
Go ahead, I agree.
Will whistle in microphone, about 200 miles out approximately, whistling now.
Right.
All right, what time is it?
13 minutes after I got it.
Okay. And she wants a bearing on 3105 on the hour.
Right.
How long is that from now?
That'll be at 7 o'clock.
Okay, what time is it now?
6:15.
Well, does that make any sense?
No, why not give it to her right now?
Or on the next scheduled time, which is
Keep whistling.
When is the next scheduled time?
On the hour. Half hour.
Okay. What does she want? When does she want it?
On the hour.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yes, it does.
Not to me.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Something wrong. Think about it for a minute.
On the hour. Why on the hour, unless it's a navigational problem? No, I can't.
It didn't occur to you then. It doesn't occur to you now.
No.
What? She's on Greenwich time, and you're on 11 plus 30.
The half-hour difference? Never gave it a thought.
No one did.
We got that cleared up.
Okay.
So that's what the difference...
That's the goddamn problem. You can't ever get together with her because you're never on the same time. You never understand what she's talking about, and she's listening when you're not transmitting.
Due to the
half-hour difference.
Half hour difference. Is she in the half hour difference or am I?
You are. You're on 11 plus 30, ship's time.
There's that lousy half hour.
Yes.
Honolulu's on a half hour.
Yeah, they're on a half hour, too, and so is Howland Island, but they're on a different half hour.
So that's why we can't get together on the time.
And when she... And we'll go on next...
Because I'm on a lousy... How many half-hour zones are there, for Christ's sake?
Honolulu's about the only one offhand I can think of, but there's
okay,
a couple
so then...
Okay, next...
I called Cipriani and gave him the dose, told him to stake the bearing.
Okay, and that was what did he... He should have a bearing.
Sure, that's what he's sitting there.
Well, that went on for 3 minutes, this...
He should have had a bearing. He shouldn't have to wait for me to... He's listening. He knows what she said.
Well, how come he hasn't got a bearing?
Why didn't he listen to this, to hear it? He did. I had to pass this dope on to him. So apparently he didn't hear her, did he?
She talked so long and so much that he couldn't even copy it all in the log.
Now, wait a minute here. Let's get Cipriani figured out here. I called the island, Cipriani, and gave him the dope that she gave me. Why should I have to give him the dope when he's on the same goddamn frequency? Why didn't he hear her? Or did he?
What did he tell you?
He didn't tell me anything, according to my log, etc. I shouldn't have had to give him the information. He should have heard it. Agreed?
Okay, and when does she want you to answer now?
On the hour.
Which is what time to you?
The half hour.
Okay, what are you doing at 6:30 when she's listening to you?
I'm not doing anything.
Well,
I'm waiting
your
for
your log and see what you're doing at 6:30.
All right, now at 30, at the half hour, I'm working Honolulu. What's he doing? He's not using transmitters at all.
He can't be, because you can't use the T-16 on two different...
Well, he can use them when I'm not using them.
Yeah, but at 30, what are you doing?
I'm clearing Honolulu.
What are you doing as soon as you cleared with Honolulu?
Then at 33 after...
Yeah.
I'm sending A's on 7500.
Okay, she's listening on 3105, isn't she?
So,
She can't hear that, can she? What are you doing next? Calling...
I went back to Honolulu.
And then when do you finally get on 3105?
At 36 minutes past.
She's long since hang up the microphone, the earphones, and said, I can't use this fucking radio to work for anything.
Well, it, you know, it's pathetic, but that very, very well explains. Now, even if they were transmitting poorly, even if their antenna was in poor condition, even if they're only putting out 35 watts, they were hearing her when she was 200 miles out with a strength of S3. She should have been able to read them with equal strength. And while communications before then were pretty spotty, that was, S3 is a readable signal. And if they had been transmitting, if their transmitter was modulating, she should have been able to hear him that time. However, we can write that time off at 6:30 when she was listening for him because they weren't transmitting. Okay, we'll continue on from here.
Okay, now we're
now at 47. She's coming in for 42. She's coming in pretty good.
6:42.
Yeah, to 45.
Okay.
She's coming in pretty good.
Okay. She says, "What does she say on yours?"
She says, "For Christ's sake, give me a bearing.
Please take bearing on us." And what does she want you to do with that bearing?
In a half an hour.
In a half hour?
In a half an hour. No time. Half hour.
How about on a half hour?
Once. Repeat. On half hour. In half an hour. That's at 47. Let's kick that around for a minute. She wants a bearing.
Why does she want you to wait a half hour before you give her the bearing?
Report in half an hour.
Or she report on a half hour.
In a half an hour,
why not on half hour?
Well, why would I put in? It's just
on half hour when it's already just passed.
In half an hour. Now it's just as easy for me to hit an O as it is an I.
Well, I think you rethought it was in half hour because on half hour didn't make any sense to you, did it?
I'm putting down what she's saying, not what I'm thinking. Why would I put in instead of on? When it just, because that's no abbreviation. I can hit the I just as well as the
schedule is not with you.
To hell with this schedule. We're throwing the schedule out the window.
She's not throwing the schedule out the window.
In a half an hour, and I got 47 minutes after.
But on half hour is the next scheduled time in 13 minutes, isn't it? Enough time to get the bearing squared.
She don't say on the half hour.
You haven't got on the half
I've
hour.
I've got there. In a half an hour. Let's see what I did.
You answered her exactly in a half hour. She's no more listening for you than the man in the moon.
She says in a half an hour.
You All have right. down that she said that.
All right.
I don't mean to be. I don't know what she said. You do. Well, I don't know if you remember either. But in a half hour doesn't make any sense. But on a half hour makes a lot of sense. But at
just
that,
hold the phone here. All right, that's something. Now I'm calling Cipriani. Why must I call Cipriani? Where the hell is his receiver?
He should be calling you. What? I got a bearing.
Before I even call him, he should say, here's the
he
bearing
be
on that last night.
He gave you the bearing he got when she just called you.
Is Baker apparently is on the island.
Yeah.
We didn't leave Baker on that island.
No, but he went ashore at 6:10 in the morning.
Now, we got Baker on the island. That skipped me. Why didn't he bend a whip over that bastard's head? Baker was smart enough to say to Cipriani, for Christ's sake, tune her in. And apparently he hasn't got her tuned in, has he? Well, why should I tell him?
You just told him to take a bearing on her.
Why should I have to tell him that? He heard
but,
it.
But, I mean, you just did, just 30 minutes before.
And I still haven't got the bearing, have I?
And she transmitted again, and he still didn't get a bearing. You're telling him again to take a bearing. What, he only takes bearings when you tell him to? He's got to take bearings, not when you're transmitting. He's got to take bearings when she's
all the time. That's what he's there for. He don't need any instructions. Every time she opens up, he should take a whack at her.
Well, what the hell's going on?
Let's find out.
We will. We're going to have to go back to that on half hour.
Now, though. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Belarch is not on watch.
Well, let's see. Here we go. Belarch is relieved here by
what time?
At 7...
Okay, that's the end of side number one, tape number two, and I'll turn the tape over now.
Number two, interview with Thomas J. O'Hare, and it's now 3:45, Thursday, May 20th, 1976, for his home in Fort Lauderdale. Getting back to this in and on bit, see, it doesn't make any sense for her to say on a half hour, because that's 45 minutes from now. She wants a bearing now. So she must have said in a half hour.
Meaning what exactly?
I said that
meaning
backwards.
She wanted you to come back with a bearing in a half hour.
Assuming that I already got it?
I guess so.
Because she's not transmitting.
Well, she transmitted here. Let's see. Whistling. Port about a half hour. I will make noise in microphone. Evidently she did. And about 100 miles out. She was on from for about 2 minutes, from 45 and 46.
Mm-hmm.
And so she made noise in a microphone so that you guys could take a bearing on her, and she wanted you to come back on a scheduled time on the half hour on 3105. But to you, it's not the half hour, it's the hour. Now, what are you doing on the hour? Let's see what you're doing. Are you on 3105 giving her a bearing on the hour?
No.
You're working Howland Island.
And I'm telling them about this.
And she's listening for you.
This is it.
You don't get on 3105
nope.
until 8 minutes after the hour. And she's
now,
no
wait
sense
minute.
Given up.
Okay, let's go on.
Okay.
I just cleared Cipriani and gave him the dope, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to stop it right there. So you see here, Amelia's coming in, and she's 200 miles out with an S3, and she's asked for a bearing, asked them to give it to her on the scheduled time on the hour, and she listens for 5 minutes maybe, and they don't transmit. She doesn't hear anything. There's nothing to hear on 3105. So then she comes in with an S4 signal. Good, she's coming in good now, and she should have been able to hear them. She asked for them to transmit on the scheduled time on the half hour, but that doesn't make any sense to them, so they call it in. They have a mindset, so they get it in a half hour. And so instead of transmitting on their hour, which is her half hour, that's when he's using the T10, evidently on frequency FL, to work with Cipriani, and doesn't get on 3105-08. So neither time does she able to hear anything. There isn't anything to be heard. Okay, we'll continue on with the tape.
This is it.
You don't get on 3105
nope.
Until 8 minutes after the hour. She's
now wait a minute.
Sense given up.
Okay, let's go on.
Okay.
I just cleared Cipriani and gave him the dope, huh?
Yeah.
Now I'm sending my A's as per schedule.
At 7:05.
I got from 7 to 03.
Okay.
Now I shift it to 3105.
Yeah, that's right.
It's 07 or 06 or something. 06.
She can't get you. She's tuned that damn receiver for 5 minutes trying to get you, and she can't hear you.
Well, the hell with it. Now I'm going to 7500.
Right. She's never listened on 7500. She don't know anything about
12
that.
12 minutes after, I'm on 7500.
That's nice, but I don't know what it's for.
At 14 minutes after, I'm on 3105. What the hell am I sending A's on 3105?
I don't know.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. You're starting to get desperate.
What am I sending A's on 3105?
Wait. You gotta do something. Everything you've done so far is wrong, and you're trying everything under the sun. I don't blame you.
I'm sending A's on 3105 at 15 minutes after.
That's when she's supposed to be transmitting, not you.
Now I'm on the phone. Come on in.
But she's not listening. It's not on the hour, half hour.
It's 23 minutes past.
Means nothing.
Okay.
See, you guys assumed that she was nothing but a radio operator in that airplane. And actually, operating that radio was the least damn thing she had to do.
We are assuming she's a radio man.
Because
that's the way we've been working. When we work a Coast Guard plane, there's a radio man there with a pair of cans on, and that's all he's got to do.
You know what she's doing all this time?
Running the airplane.
And she's letting down. She's dodging clouds and letting down. And
I don't know that. We're not airplane drivers.
I know.
She's up there listening for us. We assume.
But you know now that the time she said she was going to be listening, you're not transmitting to her. You're doing something else.
Agreed.
Because of misunderstanding. Nobody did this on purpose, for Christ's sake.
We're going crazy.
That. You're going crazy. You're doing everything you can to try and get a hold of her. Okay. Now we're at what time is it?
I'm on the half hour.
Okay, 7:30.
Now we sent Thompson to the bridge.
Okay.
On the DF. So I'm still on.
Bellarts goes off watch here and goes on to Galton at 7:08.
Now, wait a minute. Who's on watch?
Galton's on now. Bellarts off to Galton at 7:18.
All right, where the hell is he going?
Bellarts, he's starting to thrash around now.
All right, now we're going to run into some trouble.
Okay. What time is it now?
Between 30 and 40.
Of 7:30 to 7:40?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now the half hour, the gas business and so forth and so on.
Please acknowledge our signals on key. Unanswered.
Wait a minute. I only got a half an hour's gas left.
No, we haven't got that yet.
Well, that's where I am.
Oh, you're. What time is it now?
30.
7:30.
Yeah.
Okay, well, 7.
40.
All right, there's nothing on till after 7:40. 7:42 is the first thing I have.
What do you got?
Well, 7:42, Earhart comes on calling the Itasca. We must be on you, but cannot see you.
I haven't got that. I'll give you what I got.
Okay.
Earhart on now says, running out of gas. Only 1/2 hour left. Can't hear us at all. We hear her and are sending on 3105 and 500 at the same time, constantly. And listening in for her frequently. Sending on 3105, voice and key, A's on key.
I'm at 55.
Okay, see, your log has gone completely to pieces.
Maybe he's gone completely to pieces.
Well, this has all sorts of stuff in here. See, you.
Oh, wait a minute. Log at position number 2, keeping pertinent data.
Right. So this is position number 2 over here.
Yeah. See, I'm in the driver's seat.
And
I'm transmitting, so I can't be typing.
Okay, and so this log over here is the one that's got the data.
Now, well, I've got that she's running out of gas.
All right. Now, here's what this log copies. At 7:42, he copies, Earhart calling Itasca. We must be on you, but cannot see you. But gas is running low. Been unable to reach you by radio. We are flying at 1,000 feet.
Okay, I let Galton, because I got the microphone in my face.
He copied that down. And you copied substantially the same thing.
No, I said now running at 40.
Well,
only a half an hour left. Can't hear us.
At 40, you were transmitting actually A's on 3105, at 41. From 35
and
to 40.
I'm sending on 3105 and 500 at the same time.
No, you didn't start doing that until...
40.
No, it was 43 to 46 before you did that. So your log has just completely come unglued.
No,
there.
I'm at 40 to 50. 40 to 55.
Yeah, well, see, he's got 15 entries while you only just have one entry.
It's, well, I'm busy.
Yeah, and in other words, this is the log that's really copying what's going on.
Yeah, he's doing nothing but
copying.
But copy.
Right.
Okay. Well, we're at 55. Are you with me?
Right. At 55, well, of course, a lot's happened between there. Your log doesn't show it, but there's a lot in this log that shows what's happening. All right, with 55, go ahead. There's nothing, but you're sending a bunch of stuff, but nothing that she's going to get.
And maybe on again at 0800.
Okay. Well, she was on at 58, actually.
She says, where are you going, Tom? Are you coming back?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Tom. Tommy. Have you got a deposit slip?
Yeah, I got it right.
Everything all set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Amelia on again at 800 says, here's us on 7500.
All right, well, there's more to it than that. Let's go back to this
still
log again.
Sending on 75, telling her to go ahead on 3105 and sending out signals for her to observe bearings on it. Maintaining whistling on 3105. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, at 58, she comes on. She says, Earhart calling Itasca. We are circling, but cannot hear you. Go ahead. She hasn't heard you yet. Go ahead on 7500 with a long count. That's voice, right? Either now or on the scheduled time on the half hour, which is only 2 minutes away.
Go ahead.
Okay, but this is very important because Earhart is S5 and she's using A3, which is voice. Earhart from NRUI A's on 7500. You can't give her a long count on 7500 because the T-16 is only capable of transmitting CW.
Correct.
Okay. And then you tell her to go ahead 3105, but you do it with a key.
Correct.
Well, she can't. It's just so much gibberish. But she hears it because she's listening on 7500 when you're transmitting for a
Correct.
Change. And she says, Earhart calling Itasca. We received your signals, but unable to get a minimum. Please take bearing on us and answer 3105 with voice. NRU, that's Itasca, from Earhart, long dashes on 3105.
That's me.
That's at 803. No, that's her. Earhart from Itasca, long dashes on 3105. And then here you go, Howland Island from Itasca number 2, which is Howland DF, from Itasca, priority message at 803. And
I
then
don't have that. Wait
okay.
Minute.
And then at 804, you say...
From 800 to 56? What the hell am I doing?
Well, your log comes completely unglued. You were so busy, your log just... There's nothing in your log. You have to go back to this log. It's the only thing that's here.
I am keen transmitters now.
Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock and my next entry is 56 minutes later.
Yeah.
So during that 56 minutes...
You have to go to this log to find out what
was
going on.
Just a minute, I'll find out what I'm doing. I'm sending on 3105, voice and key, A's on key. I am sending constantly on 7500 and 3105, calling her...
No, you can't send constantly on both of them.
Well, what I mean, I'm back and forth, a matter of moments.
and telling her to go ahead on 3105, that we hear her. I am stopping frequently to listen in for her. You get the picture?
Yeah.
For that 56 minutes when I couldn't type?
Yeah. You're frantically trying to do everything.
I am keen transmitting microphone for 56 minutes.
But what did she tell you to do? She told you to take a bearing and come back on voice with 3105. Now, what the hell are you doing keying on 7500? She wants you on voice on 3105.
By this time, I realize she can't hear me on 3105. I'm using the next best thing, 7500.
Well, actually, the next thing you do is you call Cipriani. Here it is here at 804. You don't even have it here.
I don't have time.
But it's here it is in this log. Cipriani giving O'Hare the dope. That no signals on 3105 and impossible to work it.
To work, I task it.
Right. See, Cipriani's giving O'Hare the dope. That no signals on 3105 and impossible to work it.
Why can't he hear her on 3105?
I don't know. You think she's a damn closer.
Now, wait a minute. Cipriani states that he couldn't get a minimum.
No, that's her.
Cipriani said he couldn't get a cut on it. How the hell could he get a cut on her if he can't hear her? In the first place.
Here we are again, Tom. She asked you to come back on 3105, and you're working O'Hare. I mean, you're working Cipriani. How long do you think she's going to sit there and listen to that radio?
How can I give her something when I haven't got it?
But what does she want you to do? Come on back on 3105
in the interim,
with voice.
I'm trying to get some information for her.
Let's find out when is the next time you ever send on 3105 with voice.
Well, wait a minute. Let me back up again. For 56 minutes, I'm busy?
You couldn't keep a log.
For 56 minutes, I must have been going like crazy.
Right. I bet the sweat was just running down your cheeks.
Well, there's the key. And there's the microphone, and there's Cipriani. So that's three things I'm doing at once.
Well, you come on here, Earhart from Itasca. This is voice.
What time are you?
Well, it's just 5 minutes after the hour.
After what hour?
After eight. You don't have
it. Oh, Christ, I'm lost.
You don't have it in your line. But it says here, Earhart from Itasca, your signal's received okay. We are unable to hear you to take a bearing. It's impractical to take a bearing on 3105, your voice. How do you get that? Go ahead. Unanswered on 3105. Now, she should have heard you now, because she should have been listening on 3105 at that time.
Was I on?
Says here you were. I don't know. Do you think you were on?
And 3105, calling her and telling her to go ahead, that we hear her. I'm sending constantly.
Yep.
So, from 8 o'clock to 56 minutes later... I'm screaming into that microphone, banging the key.
Because
I'm doing something.
Okay, this details everything you did. At 8.05 to 8.08, 8.11, 8.12, 8.14, 15, 16, it tells you everything you were doing along here. Okay, now, at 8.42.
I'm lost.
Okay, well, you're not on yet, but at 8.42, look what it says here in the log. Chief radio man tuning up T-16 for transmission to NMC.
What's he taking it off?
7,500.
The dumb son of a bitch.
Well, she's been away from her now for almost an hour.
That's the only frequency she can hear us on. Yeah. The hell is he taking us off that?
Because it's the only way you can communicate with NMC.
Screw NMC!
Well, the captain says send a message to NMC that you're going to lose her. And you know what the chief does. He tunes up the transmitter to NMC.
Exactly.
Okay, but you're dead on 7,500 now. Okay, NMC from NRU, priority, AR, 12-6, unanswered. That's at 43. But look what happens. Earhart to Itasca, here she comes again. We are on the line 157337. We'll repeat this message. We'll repeat this on 6210. We are running north and south on the line. Wait, listen, 6210.
That's her last words.
Now...
That's
Earhart from Itasca. Heard you okay on 3105. That's on 7500. But that happened to be a couple minutes later because he's got to get that transmitter back on.
Swing it back on
7500 again. But what the hell good is that? She's never. why is he transmitting on 75? Well, it's the only thing she's ever heard.
It's the only thing she can hear.
Okay. Then he says, Earhart from Itasca, please stay on 3105. Do not hear you on 6210. Main QSO on 3105. Again on 7500. Unanswered. I've got you living this thing again.
You see, for that 56 minute, I'm busy as a one-armed paper hanger. Otherwise, I'd have been slamming
something.
Do you
remember that?
Oh, yes. See, there were officers in there.
Everybody's watching you, weren't they?
Christ, I had at least four of them over my shoulder. And to hell with your rank, a radio operator can't talk when he's busy, you know. So I just wave you off. You say, hey, have you a... In other words...
Bother me.
Don't bother me.
Now, this also sure, raises I can... another problem. All this time that you're transmitting on 3105, which we'll get back to later, there's so many people around the radio room. Can't even see that transmitter, can you?
No, I'm not interested in it. I assume it's working. That's what you are for, Leo. In other words, what are you handing me, an unloaded gun? Of course I assume all those transmitters at my back are working.
What makes you think they're working?
Because I can hear them. Even if they aren't working, you can hear them. Through your receivers.
Well, that doesn't prove anything.
Well, there's the chief standing there. God damn it, he ought to know. I'm busy here. I can't be bothered with those instruments and that man behind me.
What would make anybody think they weren't working?
We assume they're always working.
Even when you can't get somebody, you don't look around to see what the hell's wrong.
No, that's his fault. He can't hear me.
But of course, during the night, they were suspicious that this damn 3105 wasn't putting out like it should be. Because
nobody was suspicious except Leo, and he's not talking.
But nobody's hearing you.
I wasn't suspicious at the time. It was only in retrospect.
Looking back,
I says, That son of a bitch always was acting peculiar. In retrospect is when I assumed that we weren't putting out. After shifting through all, like, as we're doing now.
But as we go through the logs, they kept asking everybody, do you hear us? And everybody kept saying, no, I don't hear you.
Not unusual.
Even when they say we can hear Earhart, but we can't hear you?
Well, it didn't enter my mind. But I'll bet you it entered Leo's.
Gee, well, we won't beat that one to death.
Let me go back to that 56 minutes business.
Okay. Oh, by the way, during that 56 minutes, is it possible that you got so busy that sometimes you forgot to throw the night switch?
No, because that wouldn't be my responsibility anyhow. Leo would do it.
Well, what if Leo was up on the bridge?
Galton throw it. But the second man, so I don't have to get up. Because it was a distance from here to the bricks. I would have to get up and leave my position to throw the knife.
Either T-16 or the T-10.
Yeah, to throw that knife switch, the knife switch was directly over the T-10.
It was over the top of the T-10.
Yeah. Now, if I wanted to use a transmitter to shift that antenna, I would tell either Galton or Leo or whoever was in the shack, shift that. I wouldn't make that mistake. No, you won't forget those things. You think I'd forget to turn on the transmitter?
The reference to the knife switch at this point is that the T-16 transmitter, which was 7,500 kilocycles, and the T-10 transmitter, which was on 3105, shared the same antenna. And you had a knife switch, which you had to throw back and forth to connect one antenna or the other to the transmitter. Both antennas could not be connected to the transmitter at the same time. I thought it was interesting that Mr. O'Hare made the remarks about, at the time he didn't think anything about the modulator or the transmitter. It was in retrospect. It was afterwards, looking back. I thought that was very significant. And I don't know just exactly when this looking back occurred or when this retrospect occurred, just how much, whether he meant just a few hours later, a few days later, a few months, or a few years. I'll have to think about that a little bit.
minutes.
Okay. Oh, by the way, during that 56 minutes, is it possible that you got so busy that sometimes you forgot to throw the knife switch?
No, because that wouldn't be my responsibility anyhow. Leo would do it.
Well, what if Leo was up on the bridge?
Dalton threw it. But the second man, so I don't have to get up. Because it was a distance from here to the bricks. I would have to get up and leave my position to throw the knife.
In order to get either T-16 or the T-10 on.
Yeah,
that
to throw that knife switch, the knife switch was directly over the T-10.
It was over the top of the T-10.
Yeah. Now, if I wanted to use the transmitter to shift that antenna, I would tell either Galton or Leo or whoever was in the shack, shift that, would you? I wouldn't make that mistake. No, no, you won't forget those things. You think I'd forget to turn on the transmitter? No, she just wasn't modulating. That's all there was to it. Let's get back to the...
56 minutes, okay.
I'm now at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's all over with now.
Stop sending. I don't even see maintaining listening watch. I'm 3105 and 7500. Now, wait a minute. Has she... Why am I not on 6210?
Never have been.
Yes, I was.
No. Never. Not until the first
Christ,
time...
Christ, I remember cranking it.
Not until she mentioned 6210.
Well, have we passed that?
Yeah, right now.
That what time?
Now on, 6210's all over the place, but up to this time, you've never mentioned it.
Let me get myself on 6210, because I remember cranking that thing over.
Okay, you did that at 847. When she said she was switching to 6210, you switched to 6210.
What time?
At 0847.
At 0847?
Yep.
I don't have it.
No, you're still in that period when you're all fuzzed up. Oh, you mean transmit on 6210?
No, listening.
No, you first mentioned that you ever mentioned a 6210 in this log is 0847.
And I don't have a thing on it here. But you know damn well I shifted to 6210.
When she called and...
Yes, said, but I don't have it in my log.
Yeah. You know, before then, you know, the all night long, she was transmitting on 6210 up until... Yeah, up till 10 o'clock at night. Now, if you'd have been on 6210...
Oh, but we didn't hear her. We weren't aware of it.
Yeah, you weren't even listening. You were listening on 3105.
Yes, we didn't know she was going to be in because the schedule called for 3105, not 6210.
Well, I won't quibble the point. At night, it called for 3105, and it was night where you were, so you
yes.
assumed it's night everywhere in the world, but it wasn't. It was daylight. Over
well, as far as I'm concerned, it's 3105 were my instructions.
Yeah, that's correct. You didn't disobey
me. Now, the only time we shifted to 6210 is when she told us to. I will repeat this.
It became daylight again. In fact, it got well in the
I'm
day.
I'm trying to find out where I went to 6210.
Well, here it shows in this log that you went to it at 0846, actually. No, 0847 is the first time 6210 is mentioned.
Let me see what I got. Signals for her to observe bearings on. Maintaining listening watch 3105 and 7500.
What are you listening on 7500 for? It was never intimated that she ever could transmit on 7500.
I don't know, but it says that's what I'm listening on. And 500. What the hell am I doing on 500?
Well, you thought she could transmit on that.
Stop sending to tune in signals, if any, on 7500 and 3105. It's now 3 minutes after nine. Nothing. Sending on 7500. Repeating above. Here I am on 6210.
See, in here, you tell
her. Here, let's get to the 6210.
Okay.
But I got 15 minutes past 9.
Yeah, well, actually, you're clear back here to a half hour before then.
Now, wait a minute. When did this guy go on 6210?
1 minute after she said switching to 6210.
What time?
0846. 44.
All right.
You're right, 44.
Now, listen in on this. Now, I've got 62-10.
Okay.
But position two is back on 31-05. You got that?
Yep.
So one of us got to stay on 31-05 just in case, huh? Now, I've got 62-10.
You're telling me to go back to 31-05 up here. Do not hear you on 62-10. Maintain QSO on 31-05 or 7500. Unanswered. Of course, it's unanswered because she's in the drink by now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's long gone.
Yeah. But, you know...
But I'm on 62-10 anyhow. I remember going to 62.
But you couldn't transmit voice on 62-10, and she couldn't receive code, so it was an exercise of futility. However, we only know that now, don't we? We didn't know that then.
I was only interested in hearing her. On 6210, I would have answered it on 3105 or 7500. Had we picked her up on 6210, I would have answered on 3105 and keyed 7500 and gave her ours. We heard you good 2 hours ago. Well, she's in the drink.
She's been in.
Let's see what happens.
That's the end of side one. Review of communications, tape number 4.